your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What's up, brother?
You got it, man.
What's going on, people? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
And I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right.
You can find us both. And don't forget to hit the like and the subscribe button. It's going to be over here somewhere.
Yes. Do all three of those. Notifications. Boop. Right there. Tell your friends.
Ow.
Yes. Spread the word, people, please.
Yes.
Especially if you like comedy. Hey, we got the answers. We've been talking about it.
Man.
And we've had people on who know the answers.
If we don't know the answers, our guests definitely will know the answers.
Definitely, because I went directly to the source where I started watching podcasts. And he was graceful and reached out, and he was on our podcast.
Right.
Joe Byers.
Joe Byers.
That's right. Hot Breath.
Hot Breath.
Hot Breath. Check his podcast out.
Yes.
I mean, check you out. I mean, we're all talking about comedy. We're all trying to build networks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
Tell your peoples.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
You got it, man. You know? You know.
You know. Moving right along. Slow fucking motion. It's been rough.
Well, it's been alright. You know, we did some comedy.
I love just doing my comedy.
I just want to do my comedy.
I love it. He says he's making fun of me, people.
I just want to do my comedy.
Behind the scenes, he's making fun of me. And now he's just doing it. I'm just letting you know right there. That's just an impression of me. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he likes to do skits. He likes to expand, no doubt. You talking about acting, all types of good stuff. Kudos. I'm just trying to focus on
comedy
on the stage.
Comedy.
Cause if I need to get best at that, and then whatever goes from there, fine. I want to do cameos in movies. Sure, I'll play a part. What do I gotta do?
Steven Spielberg called him. You know what he just said? You know what he told Steven Spielberg? I just want to do my comedy.
Gotta do this shit, dog. I got things to do. That's a funny stop.
Shout out to Pete. 5 minutes clean.
Shout out to Pete. Hey, he's having surgery November 4th, people. Keep him in your prayers. This will be out afterwards, I'm sure, but yes.
Shout out to Pete.
Yeah, hopefully he gets a speedy recovery.
Yeah. You know what, Pete? Yeah. He gives anybody a shot on stage.
Right.
You know, all he asks is you know, if anybody feel like they got it, you know, the comedy bone and they want to try out some open mics, come on Wednesday. Be there by 7:30. Bring some people with you.
Yeah.
Get up on stage and show us what you got.
Yeah. It's a good environment. You know what I'm saying? We'll be hosting next year, you know.
And Justin and I will be there. We're there most Wednesdays at the Cuyahoga Falls Funny Stop. If you're in the Cleveland, Ohio area, or Cuyahoga, or Akron, Canton area, come to Cuyahoga Falls, and that's where we're at the Funny Stop. And bring some people and have fun. And if you see Justin or I there, we're very approachable. Come say what's up.
Definitely.
We'll flick it up with you.
Yeah.
Hey, if you come in with a Midnight Paco t-shirt, I might buy you a drink.
Ooh, look at that. Look at that. Ooh. I'm telling you. And we have fun, man. It's like I said, it's a good show. People say it's long. I mean, it's an hour and a half.
It can be long. And
it can seem long at times, for sure.
You know, and shout out to Daniel Myers. He does a great job. He normally performs at the end, but he always comments on, like, you know, thanks for sticking in there. I know it's brutal, people, but no, was it really brutal?
No, yeah, right.
Well, is it really brutal?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No.
I mean, because, you know, the truth of the matter is, not everybody's good.
Right.
Not everybody's great.
But some people are just trying. Others are just saying certain things.
Others are just working on their stuff, doing reps.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, we're working on reps too, man.
Absolutely.
You know, I tried out some new stuff, and it may be the minute things, but you told me right before I went on stage to try some stuff, and I mean, I tried it. You know what I mean? It works. You know what I mean?
It's a little bit of things.
There's still things I got to tweak, obviously, especially when you look back and you see how you look and. You know what I mean? You can improve the things, and it makes a difference.
Absolutely. Like everything. Like if you were to perform it the way you did it down here at the Midnight Paco Studio on stage, you probably would have had a different reaction than you did. Not saying that you got a bad reaction.
It's true.
But
true.
I think if you did it like we practiced down here.
Like we practiced. And it was funny because it was after the one episode, or right around when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
And, you know. And I was like, fuck it, I'll try it on stage. Yeah,
why not?
No, it's fun. It's like I said, man, it's fun to tweak the material you have.
Yeah.
But it's cool because, like I said, I stretched that to that, you know, I brought back some of those. I still didn't even talk about Dog's Journey yet. Because now it's too long. You know what I mean? So I got to figure out, like, now I can have, like, 20. You know what I mean? Now you think about how you could stretch other shit, and you're like, wow.
Well,
I got,
like I said, you have the time, but you keep saying you don't, but you have.
Well, I know I do, but it's just, it's not together. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And the more times I go over things, you can stretch out other shit. It's just, we haven't worked on. Like, I haven't brought it back and worked on it on stage. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be able to go up there and do 40 minutes with it sounding clean and proper, like I've been there for a show purpose is what I'm saying. If somebody's coming to pay for to see me, you know what I mean, I still gotta work that shit out,
right? And I get what you're saying, and
that's
you
all
wanna, you want to give people
15 minutes I think I got right off rep. I could do it, no
get
problem
what you're saying, but, yeah. But how would you know if you never do it?
This is true. Because I haven't practiced it. You know me, man, you already know me as a
how would you know if you never did it,
right?
And it's like you keep saying you don't have it, so you must speak it into existence.
Well, no, I guess what I would do is if I knew I had to, I would just plan it out from the material I have, I guess. I wouldn't be able to go over. I mean, it wouldn't be spur of the moment, so I guess I would be able to do it. If you think, you know what I mean?
Like
it just wouldn't be practiced in full on stage.
Like even like when I went up and I did my stuff, it's my stuff, but I had new things, little twist to it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to act out things a little more. And I must say, you know, when you look into that crowd and you see people, that you see them locked in.
Yeah.
With smiles on their face.
Right.
They want to know what you're going to say next. And they're anticipating, and they're about to laugh. You know they are, because you don't want to disappoint them. and they rolling with you, so that's a great feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, it is, man. It is, because it's like, it's almost like I said, we've had bad performances at places because of the circumstances, but as far as material goes, I think, you know, It's just not bad at all. You know what I mean? Because we don't try and go political. We're not mm-hmm. topical at all. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. I see where people fail. Mm-hmm. And kudos for people trying. Hey, that's their shit. That's why I don't go in those areas. Right off rip, I guess. You got to get a name before people want to hear you talk shit about something. You know what I'm saying? Look at Chappelle. He was talking about cracking baby, you know, Officer Johnson, doof, sprinkle some crack, you know, and all this, and baby selling crack on the corner, and all this stuff, and his earlier episodes, comedy specials, he was getting the points, but now he's like going at that point, you know what I'm saying? He's a lot more right. outspoken on things.
Right.
And he doesn't necessarily need that laugh per minute or whatever. He's comfortable up there just talking the way he feels. Obviously, he's worked on it. It's still an act. But obviously, he takes his time more to get to a point. You know what I'm saying? He crafts it. He doesn't right. mind waiting and sitting in that. And then he's given that leeway because of who he is, though.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, right. the more you're known, the more you can...
Well, yeah.
Go in certain areas, well, yeah, I guess.
You know what? For example, there was a comedian, I consider him a friend, a mentor. And he told me, like, you know, the things that you guys talk about, this was in the beginning stages. Like, mm-hmm. who cares what you guys' opinion is? Don't nobody know who you are?
Yeah.
Who cares what you got to say about A, B, and C?
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody know who you are?
Right.
Everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I get that. But we do it anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got an opinion, and some of the things that, you know, I've heard people say things that I know I brought up, and sometimes on stage.
Oh, all the time, like.
And I look at you like, I wonder where they got that from. I wonder where they got that from.
I'm talking about, like, professionals, like stand-ups.
I wonder where they got that from. You know, like people that we know and professionals. Like
right.
we talked about certain things. It sounds very familiar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Trust me.
Yeah.
I've heard. Yeah, I know. But at the same time, certain things are topical and certain things are going to touch on. People are going to touch on regardless. You know what I mean? It just happens that way sometimes.
Yeah.
You know. Sure. But when it's, yeah. Hey, what are you going to do? That's just that's like somebody taking our shit and selling it on Redbubble.
Right. Once again, I want to say.
Please, people, yes.
If you buy our merch, we really appreciate it. But we're only available on Amazon and Redbubble.
In the descriptions, always are the links to where you can get our merch.
Yeah.
Always in the description. Just check on the link.
Make sure it's from 2-6 Apparel, which is Mr. Fuller's brand.
Yes, or 2-6 Designs.
Yeah, one of those.
Because 2-6 Designs is on Redbubble, 2-6 Apparel is on Amazon. Either way, in the description, you click the link, it'll take you right to it.
Yep.
You know, we had to get somebody off Redbubble, damn that shit. And it's fine. Hey, I'm flattered. A little bit.
It's flattering until you're
thinking.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, until somebody makes a sale.
What the world? How are you bootlegging little old us stuff?
Right.
We're just little people out here in this big old game.
Right? It's amazing.
We don't even have big names.
Not at all. But, hey, like I said, it's a little bit of flattery.
Just a whittle. Just yeah. a whittle.
Too bad you didn't take time to center shit. That's lazy. That's how I knew it was just stolen and just put up there. Slack, man.
He's an artist. He's sensitive about his spit, okay?
Right?
He's an artist. He's sensitive about it.
Come on. This is dope.
It is. I second that emotion.
Yeah. Second that emotion.
Yeah.
Get it. So, yeah, we did comedy.
We did some comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
Like I said, man, in January, I don't know what time, what the dates. What was it, second week?
Third week. Third week of January, we'll be hosting.
Get to make sure the date's, you know, obviously closer to when we actually get it.
I said, Pete, I need the dates, man.
So I guess you can call off, yeah.
Yeah, so I can tell my job.
Yeah, see, that's the one thing. That's why I left that other one, so I could work this one I'm at, just so I can have the nights free no matter what.
I was like, Pete, I need a nose so I can tell my gang.
Dang off.
Yeah. Then he said, why?
I got shows, man. I got shows to do.
He said, why? I said,
I didn't want to go tomorrow.
Like, look, bro. Unless you want me to move in with you.
Right.
I need to tell my John.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
I'm going to go watch tomorrow, I think.
Who's playing tomorrow?
Rich Foss.
Rich Foss?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I just want to watch. Basically, I want to watch how the people host for a show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because open
mic. Who's going to host?
I don't know. No idea. I'll find out.
Probably,
Could Pine be Bob. Brown. It could be him. It could be Bob McClure. It could Bob be McClure. You know, he's
what
a
about
regular.
Luke Watson?
Could be
Luke Watson.
Zach. It could be a bunch
Zach.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He always has somebody. You know, one of those. You know, he gets a lot of people opportunities, man. Really? It's all. That's what I said, man. It's weird that people don't. You know what I mean? Look at that place as a stepping stone. They'd
rather say other places is the best mic. And I'm like, why? How? How did this place get this grand reputation of being a fantastic place?
I know.
It's absolutely the worst mic there ever was.
I think there's convenience is what it is.
I don't see anything.
Well, that's like, dude, it's look, if we made a club and we just started saying it was the best, and we had a few more people talking about it. I don't get it.
You know, they're saying this one particular place. I'm not going to say the name, but it sucks. It's the best one in Cleveland. I mean, the club doesn't suck.
No.
The place doesn't suck.
It's how it's ran.
It's how it's ran.
Yeah, it could have been ran better.
Yeah, but
and that's
not
now.
Nah, it sucks.
No, that's the difference. I mean, unless you're in with the people, that's the difference.
F that.
Well, that's the difference with mics. That's why that's why people build networks. Certain people just go and they do what they, you know what I mean? That's
And I do open mics, and you know, shout out to open mics and everybody's doing them. But just do know, if you see Cool C, which is me, you see the name Cool C on there, and you're not going to go by the list and you're going to jump around, as a courtesy, I'm asking you to just say, look, I'm going to jump around. And I'll be like, thank you for telling me. I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sit there and be skipped by people.
Oh, yeah. There's tons.
If you're not going to go by the list, let me know. Hey, I don't go by the list. Cool. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
Catch you later.
Yeah.
I don't have time to sit there and wait and not be called up when I'm supposed to be called up or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so if you're going to skip around, you see Cool C's name on there, just cross it out.
I tell you what, man, that's the one thing I've noticed about doing all this shit. People who've been doing it longer and whatever, that were established and everything, and they think that they're, like, just the shit, and, you know, they got, like, carte blanche, like a motherfucker, like a, it's almost like a coworker. Who's been there 20 years and just feels like, well, I ain't got to work as hard no more because I've been here 20 years and, you know, I've been doing it.
Is
and
it really like, that? Or
It's almost like that.
Or is it that I've been here a long time, I know how to make the work look easy, and it looks like I'm not doing it much, but I really am doing more than you because I've been here longer.
And they can be doing a lot more than me. That's fine. But I've also heard most of your sets, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody blowing me away, is all I'm saying. Yeah, I know we're all in the same realm, you know what I mean? I'm just ain't nobody blowing me. I got my faves, I got some people I like, don't get it twisted, you know what I mean? And I find funny, and I enjoy watching, obviously. We got friends that I enjoy watching. It's just, you know what I mean? It's people who think they're above and beyond, they're local, and I know maybe moving on and doing things and this and that, and cool, but you ain't a superstar, don't treat me like a motherfucker, like, you know, it's just funny, I don't know, like I said, it's almost like when people at a job feel like they've done it longer, they feel entitled. It's like we're doing the same job. I don't care how long you've been here. I'm still doing this, and yeah, you're moving the same boxes I am.
What are we doing here? If I'm running the mic, don't put me in that situation to think that you're going to, like, if you're really cool with me, don't put myself in, and don't put me in a situation that I'm going to have to jump, skip other people to put you on. You know, if you call me in advance and say, hey, can you put me in the middle or somewhere? I'm going to come a little late, then I'll do that. That's different.
Well, that's all we're talking about is courtesy in that aspect. Yeah. How many times have I said, look, you want to skip me? That's fine. Like, if you want to put one of your boys up in front of me, that's cool. Don't put, like, three of them. You know what I'm saying? Don't put three of them. That's the difference. There's a courtesy to fucking people.
He had, like, 8-10 people to come see him.
Yeah.
And he finally went up, but it was like they had to leave because they were there so long.
Yep. Waiting.
That's so disrespectful.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. I was there 2 hours before.
Oh, I remember.
I brought somebody with me. Yep. I never went up.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's disrespect.
It's disrespect. And that's what I'm saying. When you do that, what if it was somebody, first time they wanted to go up, nervous, finally got the nerve. Oh, this is the best open mic in the city.
Yeah, that's the best open mic.
Everyone talks about it. I can't wait to go and be a part of this community. Oh, I want to sign up. I'm going to go early. Okay, I'm number one on the list. No, because usually number one, they'll go right with number one. Okay, I'm sixth on the list. Seventh. We'll go with seventh because that's where they really get to the nitty gritty.
You end up going 15th.
15th at least.
F that.
If that. Mm. One, you may go up. Terrible. Maybe not. They always have somebody start off who they know. You know what I mean? Try and get the crowd warm. Try and pick the line up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Terrible.
Yeah. No, it's in that case, it's an open mic. Go by the list. That's what I'm saying. But also, if you're out in public and we've seen each other, and okay, whatever. Don't get me started. That's all.
You want to turn red?
No. It's cool. It's just funny. That's all. Okay. Personality. It's good. It's good to know. Right. I mean, look, I'm not dumb of the fact. I've heard plenty how people are in certain things and this and that. It's just weird when it happens, finally. You're just like, oh, okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't getting it, but whatever. And it's almost like it becomes more because it's more into like people's personalities. You know what I'm saying? In the grand scheme of things. And that's why I said it becomes this mentality. You know what I mean? That's why I put that. Did you see that thing I put on the story about David Goggins?
Whatever.
What the hell does it say? It says like, so many percent of people go to war. Like, so many people are just there. Like, out of 100, like 80% are just there. Like 20% or whatever. 9 want to be there. 1's a warrior or some shit. You know, I'm that 9. I'm striving to be that 1. It's like I go to work and it's like motherfuckers are just out for themselves. Nobody's a team. It's like, damn, man. It's like there's always somebody. That's why I said there's never going to be world peace because there's always somebody that just wants to get by and just do a little bit or just do this or, you know, or not take, you know, or they think they're above and, you know, I'm just frustrated with personalities anymore, man. And it's just like, damn, man. I go to work and I try not to get angry because it's an easy job and I shouldn't have to. You know what I mean? Right. Just certain things. And I'm just like, really? But it dives more into people's fucking personalities. Right. But you take that on a grand scheme. That's why when you see people out there like protesting at like political rallies and people out there and they're fighting for one side or the other, you're just like, Jesus Christ, you guys know.
I wonder how it would be if people like said and mentioned in their interview how they're going to really perform at the job. If I get hired, I'm really not going to do much. I'm going to be like hiding wherever I can or. If my job is going to be to sweep the place, I'm going to be sweeping pretty much in the same area for like 3 hours.
3 hours. Yeah.
I'm going to look very busy, but I'm not going to be doing anything.
No. I mean, I'm gonna walk around and check everything.
Right.
I'm going to look busier. It's going to take me hard. It's going to be harder for me to look busier than to just do the job it requires.
Yeah.
Please hire me. It's amazing.
If you hire me.
It's amazing.
I promise you, you will not see me. I'm going to be staying so much out of the way.
Look, that's why I like it. My job is the easiest job in the world. Uh-huh. It really is. So I try not to complain at all. I try not to at all. But even at my job, when there's minimal work, becomes minimal less. You know what I mean? It just becomes...
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow, man. I'm amazed, man. It just dies in. And I understand... I get it because, you know, I could get paid a little bit, you know,
right.
More wouldn't hurt, you know, maybe do a little bit more, but I don't know, man.
I mean,
it just goes into personalities all over the place.
You know, my job is similar too. Unfortunately, I'm a truck. Well, I'm a trucker. We have different trucks. We're in different trucks every day.
Yep.
You're not supposed to smoke in the truck, but I got into a truck. Not only are you not supposed to smoke in the truck, you see the black and mild paper everywhere. Not only do you see the black and mild paper everywhere, you see the makeshift ashtray still in the truck with a styrofoam cup that you made, and you put water in there so you can have an ashtray. So instead of dumping it and throwing it out, you leave it in there with your black and mild paper.
Right. And that stinks when you leave it overnight.
Oh, yeah. It stinks, period. Like a butted cigarette.
Yeah, yeah.
Smells
yeah.
terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So it's like...
And for somebody who don't smoke, you're just like, ugh, the whole fucking time.
Yeah,
and then, if you bring it back, people assume it was you. You know what I'm saying?
We could take a nicotine test and all that. I don't smoke.
Yeah. Oh, I know you don't.
Yeah, I don't. I know. I'm just saying, every job I go to, they know I don't smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember somebody that we worked with, name sound like... Name was similar to Pony Rizzo. He gonna say, "Did you enjoy your black and mild?"
What?
And I said,
"What?"
I said, "What you talk about,
wow.
man?" Yeah, your truck smelled like black and mild. I said, first of all, I don't smoke.
Right.
So if it did smell like black and mild, it ain't me.
Mm-hmm.
So what the F are you talking about?
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
People like to assume shit, man.
I don't smoke.
Well, yeah.
So I'm so glad I don't smoke anymore.
Right. That goes back to what my father always said. You don't do nothing wrong. You got nothing to worry about.
Well, you don't smoke anymore. And the reason why I say that is because it's like even in my home quarters or even at my job, you know, and I'm going to just say this, like you don't realize how inconsiderate smokers are until you're a non-smoker. Because I did the same inconsiderate things. You know, people are careless with their butts.
Well.
Their ashtray. You know, they use everything as ashtray. They got ashes everywhere. They put their butts everywhere.
Oh,
cigarette butts.
Especially before. People flick them everywhere, boy.
Yeah. I mean.
See, in the military, you gotta pick up your butts.
You should.
So we used to have to, like, police call. Line up and do a butt check and like clean up.
Yeah.
That's what we had to do because they'd be finding butts everywhere. And motherfuckers, they'd be like, all right, motherfuckers, get out there, line up.
Yeah, so
pick them up. And
you had to do that. Why would you? My routine would probably be butt and dispose.
Well, we'll see. Well, that's why people start policing motherfuckers. You'd be standing there and somebody smoking a cigarette and throw it, like, yo, pick that shit up. What the fuck? But see, out in public, people don't give a fuck. They're so fucking lazy. And just, trust me, I work with motherfuckers just riding them, throw them, or, you know what I mean? It's just like, no respect because they ain't got to clean up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just
right.
It's just like, what the back to person, people, you know, mentalities, man. It amazes me. And the older I get, and it's like, I think I've always kind of been this way. You know I've done some fucked up shit as a kid. Obviously, we're not fucking perfect. You know what I mean? But the older you get, but like you said, I don't remember doing that much as when I was a smoker. You know what I mean? Just flicking it out the window. Because I always think when before I smoked, I wasn't a big smoker. And I used to talk shit. So when I smoked, I made sure. But in the military, I mean, that cured me of it. Yeah. If anything. You know what I mean? Because picking up them butts all the time. You have so many pockets, man. You be going through your shit. Like, God damn, I got another goddamn fucking cigarette butt in my shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's a filthy fucking habit, dude. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. I mean,
hey, I got an idea. Let's spend a whole bunch of money, light it on fire, inhale it, and then blow it out.
But you know what? I tell you what, man. The first fucking cigarette I had, wow, I got a buzz.
Yeah, it gives you a buzz.
And it was a Newport 100, and I was like, "There's 20 of these in the pack. How much?" And
at that, get that buzz.
Shit, for that first like pack. But then it became like a habit, because like I said, the first time I smoked, we were on break. I was working with my cousin driving school bus. I was auto like a motherfucker. No.
To get that buzz, you gotta quit every 2 days.
Yeah. Well, I only smoked like 3-4 cigarettes a day.
Like if you smoke constantly, that buzz, you
yeah, it ain't. Yeah,
but if you quit for 2 days, your first cigarette, you get that buzz. Yeah. maybe even a day.
Yeah, it's like I said, if you don't smoke all the time, man. That's why a lot of people smoke more when they're drunk or when they're drinking. Like, give me a cigarette. That's why alcohol is the gateway, dog. How many people have fucking done lines of coke, smoked cigarettes, and hit a blunt after fucking drinking?
You're out of my territory.
I'm just saying, the majority of people who've tried all three of those have fucking done it after drinking alcohol.
I can believe it.
I guarantee that's like the gateway to all shit. Especially when you're hammered.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, people do some shit. It's not good for you. Especially when you're high, that shit wears off. You're kind of aware. You know, see, the word high gives it a bad fucking rap. Because it makes it seem like you're like this. Not at all. The only time you feel that way is when you have an indica and you just feel fucking sleepy and you just fucking sit on the couch, watch TV, and you just want to eat some food and go to sleep.
Okay.
That's the only type. Yeah. But you're not fucking, unless your personality is just weird.
Don't know.
Well, I know you don't smoke it. I'm just saying. It just boggles my mind.
Yeah,
more people need to do it. Oh, speaking of which, you hear about Biden?
He smoked crack?
No, well, he looks like he's old. supposedly he like was going to release people in federal prison who were in there for marijuana possession, or
they should.
I guess apparently nobody's in there for actual marijuana possession. They're in there for like cultivating or, you know, money or transferring money. Nobody's in there for like just having possession of marijuana. Mm. So they're basically releasing nobody.
Wow.
It's all just
words.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just
something he can say he did.
Yeah, because it's technically, if you're in there for it, you could be released, but people are in there for more crimes, almost like, you know, tax evasion or whatever, because of the money or some sort, or, you know, man. Federal, it's federal crime. You know what I mean? It's not like fucking going to jail for having so much.
It's crazy.
It's silly, dog.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Where can they find you at, man?
You can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
And I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Pocket Podcast on Instagram. Don't forget to hit the like and the subscribe button.
Bam! Tell everybody, people, please, we're growing. Little at a time. Mud of the roots. We're in the mud roots. this thing.
Everywhere we went, because of you guys.
Yeah, we're
really appreciate
that's
it.
Right. Appreciate everybody. Thank you. Love you. Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.